Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Prince Harry has said he hopes the UK Charity Commission will uncover the truth about what went on at a charity he founded, claiming blatant lies had been told amid a boardroom battle that led to his quitting. Now, the Commission announced yesterday it's going to escalate its investigations into concerns raised about Centre Ballet. This is a week after it emerged that the Duke of Sussex had resigned as a patron and a string of trustees had also stepped down. Let's get more on this. Lydia Starbuck is with us, Associate Editor for Royal Central. Lydia, thank you for joining us. So as I mentioned there, Prince Harry and the co-founder of that charity, they stepped down last week. They set up the charity in 2006. So what's the background which takes us to where we are today?
Morning, Claire. Yeah, this charity is really, really personal to Prince Harry and to Prince Seeso of Lesotho, who founded it, as you say, almost 20 years ago. It's called Centre Ballet, which means forget-me-not, and forget-me-nots were the favourite flower of Diana, Princess of Wales. Harry set this charity up in memory of his mother and to continue her work helping children and young people with AIDS and HIV in Southern Africa. So that's what Centre Ballet has been doing for almost two decades, raising funds to help children with AIDS in Southern Africa. And then last week came the really surprising news that Harry was stepping away from it. This charity means a huge amount to him, but he and Prince Seeso said they were both resigning from their roles as patrons with heavy hearts because the Board of Trustees was also resigning. So we get this big headline to start off with. And then what's revealed almost straight away is that the new chair of Centre Ballet, who's been in position for about a year, Sophie Chanduka, had raised issues about the way Centre Ballet was running, and there'd been this kind of boardroom dispute. She claimed that the Board of Trustees and the patrons were telling her to leave. She wasn't going to leave, and she had brought legal action to stop them forcing her out, as she said, of her role as chair. And so Prince Harry said he and the rest of them were stepping away because they were really concerned that the legal action would basically collapse the charity. And that's how what became a pretty extraordinary row played out on international media began.
Mm-hmm. So the watchdog then is going to look into all of this. Harry says that he welcomes that because he wants to get, as he said, to the truth of all of this. But they're looking into financial concerns aired by some who were formerly involved with the charity.
Yeah, I mean, everyone involved in this row has said they welcome the Charity Commission stepping in. The Charity Commission said yesterday that they would start investigations, what they call a regulatory compliance case. It's the first step in looking into the many complaints and allegations that have been made around Centre Ballet. So Sophie Chanduka, who is the chair, has said her concerns, they're quite wide-ranging. She was worried, firstly, that the way money was raised for Centre Ballet wasn't a good long-term option. She wanted to move fundraising away from kind of London, New York, and these big glitzy events that we know the charity for, polo matches. She wanted to kind of make the biggest strand of their fundraising work going on the ground in Southern Africa. And she also started to use a network of consultants. She said that the charity needed to look to getting sort of more big funded organisations involved to ensure a constant stream of revenue. That's what the trustees and Prince Harry and Prince Seeso weren't happy about. They've said that, you know, around £500,000 has been spent on consultants with not very much to show for it. And that's where we start to get into the real detail of how this charity's run day by day. Sophie Chanduka, who's been chair since about a year ago, she said she's also become a whistleblower, and that's why people have targeted her to get her out. So she's raised complaints about what she's described as bullying, misogyny, misogynoir going on at Centre Ballet. So there's this big raft of complaints on all sides have kind of been thrown into the mix. On the one hand, you've got Prince Harry saying, well, look, I've given money from spare. I'm raising money through polo matches to keep this charity going. It means a huge amount to me. Sophie Chanduka saying, well, actually, this isn't the model that needs to go forward. You put me in position as chair. I'm trying to get more cash in. And I'm also concerned about the way the charity is run. And so it's ended up with the Charity Commission. And all of them involved are saying, yes, really happy about it. But obviously there are massive problems behind the scenes to get to this stage in the first place.
And it's quite personal now, because she has made personal complaints about Harry and about Meghan, although Meghan might be distracted because I understand the brand of lifestyle goods that she launched, they have sold out, haven't they? This is the as ever brand of honey and tea and flower sprinkles.
Yes, yes. If you would like to put dried flowers on your omelettes and cakes this weekend, you'll have to buy them somewhere else because Meghan's have sold out. Yeah, this is as ever her lifestyle brand that launched alongside the TV programme With Love. Meghan, interestingly enough, it went on sale yesterday and as soon as it went on sale, there was a line on her Instagram saying limited availability. So, you know, there's obviously strong marketing going on here as well. It's quite a sensible move, really. Release very limited amounts and make sure it sells out.
So, exactly. There might be a good business brain going on there.
No one wants to be left with a load of flower sprinkles. But yes, Meghan has kind of been drawn into this row as well, because what Sophie Chanduka has said is that the real problems between her and Harry began about a year ago. And that's when Centre Barley held a polo match at which Meghan made an unexpected appearance for the prize giving ceremony. And you've probably seen the video of the two of them on the stage, and Sophie Chanduka comes on to stand next to Prince Harry, and Meghan seems to gesture to her to come and stand next to her. And Sophie Chanduka ends up kind of limboing underneath the trophy in an awkward move that she pulled off very gracefully. I'm not sure I could have got under there without knocking my head off the trophy. But that's led to all kinds of allegations that actually, you know, there was a lot of unhappiness there. And what happened was that Sophie Chanduka then ended up giving a big interview to Sky News last weekend, saying she'd been asked to put out statements. People had criticised Meghan on social media for what they saw as, you know, bossy behaviour on stage. And she'd been asked to put out a statement saying it wasn't Meghan's fault. And she'd refused because she didn't want Centre Barley to become an extension of what she called the Sussexes PR. And I think maybe that's coming towards a bit of the crux of the issue here, especially for Harry. This is his pet project and he loves it very much, and he feels it's moving away from him.
Right. Lydia, thank you so much. Once again, Lydia Starbuck there from Royal Central.